I guess I would divide into two stages. After my A-level examination, I couldn't get into the university right away, so I took the higher diploma courses, which is majoring in translation and interpretation. So during the courses, I really look into the differences between English and Chinese and the features of these two languages, so that I find it quite interesting to look into the features of these two languages and how to translate it into English or either in Chinese. And I look into the different genres written by written in English or Chinese, so that I could build my interest in learning languages. So this is the first stage. And after I get into IELTS, I've got a chance to do the immersion in Australia. So within this immersion, I really can practice my oral English well with my host family and as well as the students in their university. So I guess this is a quite memorable experience.
And what about reading? Do you have some memorable reading experiences?
To me, reading is, I would do it just in my spare time. I really focusing on reading some picture books, because I find that reading picture books would help improving my teaching skills in the primary school, because my major is teaching primary school English. So I really look into the features in the picture books, as well as the languages, the features in the sentences, so that I can pick out some grammar points or some vocabulary items to teach my students.
In some of the other learning histories, some of the students who aren't English majors, they, and also some who are, they sometimes complain that in their primary school there was too much drilling, too much grammar work. What's the current view on this, because you will soon be out there teaching?
I think it is the overall norms in Hong Kong that drilling exercise are the main part of the students' learning, because they have to participate in the external exams, which involves their future learning. So I think as a future teacher, we can take part into changing these kind of norms, which is to develop them to be more confident in learning English and build their interest in learning English as well. So in my during my block practice in one primary school, I tried to use drama and storytelling, those kinds of skills and teaching strategies, to make them get interested in learning English, not just by doing drilling exercise or just sit there and listen. So I guess as a teacher, we have to change this kind of unhealthy doing in their learning in order to boost their interest in learning English.